Proverbs chapter 25. These are also Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honour of kings is to search out a matter. The heaven for height, and the earth for depth, and the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the refiner. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Put not yourself forward in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For better it is that it be said unto you, Come up higher, than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince whom your eyes have seen. Do not go hastily to court, lest you know not what to do in the end, when your neighbour has put you to shame. Debate your cause with your neighbour, and do not disclose the secret to another, lest he that hears it put you to shame, and your reputation be ruined. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver, as an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon a hearing ear. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. Whoever falsely boasts of giving is like clouds and wind without rain. By long forbearance is a prince persuaded, and a gentle tongue breaks a bone. Have you found honey? Eat so much as it is sufficient for you, lest you be filled and vomited. Withdraw your foot from your neighbor's house, lest he be weary of you, and so hate you. A man that bears false witness against his neighbor is like a club, and a sword, and a sharp arrow. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. As he that takes away a garment in cold weather, and as vinegar upon soda, is like him that sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you shall heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward you. The north wind drives away rain, so does an angry countenance, a backbiting tongue. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman and in a wide house. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. It is not good to eat much honey, so for men to seek their own glory is not glory. He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls.